Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So headline boxing is back in Dublin this weekend as Katie Taylor faces Chantel Cameron at the Three Arena on Saturday night. It'll be the first major boxing event to take place in Dublin since the Regency Hotel attack. And the organisers have been outlining the heavy security measures that will be in place. I'm joined on the line now by investigations editor at the Sunday World, Nicola Tallant. Good morning, Nicola.
Morning, Claire.
So it's the organisers and the promoters of this event that say they're taking security really seriously. What sort of security detail have they said will be in place?
Well, it's also the Gardaí. They are intending on having undercover officers and overt uniformed police around the weigh-in on Friday and presumably at the event as well on Saturday. So there's no chance it's been taken whatsoever this time around. So the security detail are being flown in by from Matchroom, the promoters from the UK, and there's also a large amount of people hired here in Ireland, ex-military, etc., to put security around the various events. There's a press conference. Today is Wednesday, isn't it?
Today is Wednesday, yes.
Story of my life, wondering what day it is. The press conference is tomorrow, and that's just a kind of an invite-only, press-only event. And then the weigh-in on Friday will be only ticket-only, which is an unusual situation. And obviously then Saturday there'll be, policing of the, or sorry, security around the public and also the boxers and the promoters.
The security staff that are being brought in from the UK, are they licensed to work here, Nicola?
No, they don't have a license, but they sort of will bring their ID with them, and they'll be accepted. That's what they're doing. Is I think they probably can't hold firearms or anything like that in this country because they're not licensed for that. But they can obviously work at the venue, and the Three Arena have their own security there too. So it's going to be really, really heavily secured. Obviously, nobody's taking any chances, given what happened 7 years ago, and we're still talking about it at the Regency, and it was at the weigh-in for the Clash of the Clans events that that Kinahan Hutch feud sort of spilled into a sort of narco-terrorism event that really shook the country at the time, that those guns and a shooting would happen at such a public event.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that the promoters described the very real threat, to use their words, and they went on to say, given the politics that's involved in the sport, were you surprised that they made that statement this week?
Well, they didn't make the statement. That was their briefing to their security personnel. I think it's quite a polite way of putting it, the politics that goes around boxing. Anybody else might describe it as, I suppose, the feuding that has been, boxing has been at the centre of that gangland feud, really. It started there at that weigh-in, and it was all, centred on Daniel Kinahan's efforts to get involved in professional boxing. And then there was a lot of sort of tit for tat going on around the kind of the boxing, because on the Hutch side there would have been a lot of interest in that particular sport as well. So calling it politics is one way of putting it, really.
And what about the role of the Gardaí? I mean, how involved will Gardaí be in this whole security operation, and how will they interact with all these private people who are being brought in?
Well, I know they were actually having a meeting with the sort of the private security that Matchroom have in place, and they were obviously going to, discuss any concerns they might have, and they're, they'll be working, I suppose, together as such at it. The Gardaí were not present at that weigh-in for the Clash of the Clans event, which became very controversial for a long time. I do know that at the time, back then, they were intending on actually attending the event, both undercover and overt uniformed. But unfortunately, that shooting happened at the weigh-in. So this time, I think there's security around every single event that's leading up to it. And look, at the heart of it, and what the security officers have been briefed, is Katie Taylor, who's a national treasure, who's absolutely loved. Very unlikely anything is going to happen. But from a kind of crowd point of view, I think given that Regency attack 7 years ago, they have to just kind of, you know, absolutely shower the security on it.
Mm-hmm. And let's hope it will be a wonderful event for Katie. As you say, she is a national treasure. But previous big boxing events, Nicola, they have been used in the past for sort of meetings, like criminal summits almost, haven't they?
Oh, they definitely have. I mean, I recall maybe it must have been back in 2013 or 2012. There was a Matthew Macklin fight held in the National Stadium, and Christy Kinahan himself bought out something like 50 or 100 tickets, and there was a meeting held there between the Kinahan grouping and some of the Limerick gangs who they were doing business with. And yes, the Kinahan grouping in particular have used boxing events really to meet, you know, to have, you know, to speak with business partners. They, at one point, certainly Daniel Kinahan used to host white-collar events out in Spain, which were sort of charity functions. But nonetheless, all the significant players and his people around and his lieutenants around him would all attend. And yes, they have. It's unlikely, to be honest with you, that there'll be any of them using this Katie Taylor fight for that reason, because of the security and the policing presence that's going to be at it. It's a different kind of event anyway. I think this is just such a big moment for her in a homecoming. So hopefully there won't be anything nasty happening. Obviously, there's some individuals who will be there in the night who would have been close on a personal basis with Kinahan in the past. But again, you know, hopefully there'll be nothing coming out of it.
Yeah, and as you say, it's likely to be very safe because of all of the security measures that have been taken.
Safe to be.
But you know what? All of this talk around a very real threat and the politics around boxing and so on, it might put people off going, would you say?
I don't know. I don't think there's a ticket to be had. And there wasn't from, you know, a few minutes after they went for sale. There was loads of people coming on to me asking if I had any pull anywhere, which I don't in boxing, I can tell you.
Good to get that out there, because you'd be plagued if you don't.
Exactly. But I mean, look, I think that, you know, as I say, hopefully it'll go off without any hitches or issues. And I think there'll be plenty of security. I mean, there was an issue there with the cost of Croke Park, and that was centred around this security. This is much more security than would be at any other event like it, you know, or sporting event, I think, that would be held in this capital. And, you know, maybe it'll provide a sort of a future again for boxing in this city, because it really has been the shadow, I think, of Daniel Kinahan and his drug empire have been hanging over that sport here since the events of 2016. And it is a very popular sport, you know, and there's great fanfare and entertainment around it. So, you know, maybe it's going to mark a point where it has a future again.
Yeah, it might herald a new dawn for big boxing events in Ireland. Nicola, thanks so much. Nicola Tallant there, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World. And if you want to follow a live blog of the Chantelle Cameron versus Katie Taylor fight for the undisputed super lightweight world title from the Three Arena on Saturday night, you can go to the RTE News app or rte.ie/sport.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.